Good morning and welcome in, everybody. Today, we're going to take a look at a passage of Scripture, but before we do that, I wanted to tell you a little story. You know, when somebody becomes a soldier in the military, sometimes you're going to be put on the front line, which is a military line or the part of the army that's closest to the enemy. Now, at that vantage point, you're going to be right in the middle of all the fighting. And when you're that close to the enemy, chances are you might get shot at. But that comes with the territory. I mean, after all, that's what a soldier does for a living. And this reminds me of the Christian life. As a soldier of God, we must endure the same thing. Although we don't fight with earthly weapons, we must be ready to engage in a spiritual battle against the devil. And this is an evil world. And each day we are surrounded by all kinds of wickedness and sin. The devil is a devious manipulator, putting little plans and schemes into place to carry out his deeds of darkness. And this goes on each day in both worldly and other high places of spiritual authority. What we need to do is rise up as children of light and prepare for battle on the front line. We need to pick up the sword of God's holy word and be filled up with all the power of God. Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 10 says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." You know, we must be strong in the power of the Lord. In fact, the Apostle Paul was a man sent by God who was endued with authority from on high. It is the saints who possess this power from God. 1 Corinthians 4, right at verse 19 says, But I will come to you shortly, if the Lord will, and will know not the speech of them which are puffed up, but the power. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. 1 Thessalonians 1 verse 5 says, "For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake." Remember that it is through Christ Jesus that he gave his disciples authority over all devils. As I have said many times before, you don't have to be afraid of the devil, because we have the power of the Holy Spirit. Luke 9 verse 1 says, "Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases." 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Luke 10 verse 17, "And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." Using the power of Christ, Titus was commanded to rebuke with all authority. Titus 2:15, "These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority, and let no man despise thee." The Lord Jesus taught with such great authority that he even scourged people in the temple and overthrew tables. John 2, verse 14, "And found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves and the changers of money sitting. And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple and the sheep and the oxen and poured out the changers' money and overthrew the tables and said unto them that sold doves, take these things hence. Make not my father's house a house of merchandise." And his disciples, remember that was written, "The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up." You know, the power that the Lord showed made people nervous occasionally. Matthew 7, verse 29, "For he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes." Luke 5, verse 15, "But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. People were amazed that God had granted men this such power. Matthew 9, verse 6, "But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins," then saith he to the sick of the palsy, "Arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thine house." And he arose and departed to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. Acts 6:8 says, "And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people." Ephesians 1, verse 19, "And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places." There's great power in the name of Christ Jesus. Acts 3, verse 6, "Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength." Verse 12 says, "When Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his Son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and the Just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and kill the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in this, his name, hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all." So you see, we need to put on the whole armor of God as we do battle against the darkness of this world. The devil's time is short, and God is going to bruise him under your feet shortly. Romans 16:20 says, "And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen." So great power of God has been granted unto his saints, and we must prepare ourselves for battle out on the front lines. So let's think about these things right now. We can be found on your web browser by searching TLKJBC, where you can find our diaries distributed through various platforms. We're not associated nor affiliated with any other religious groups, and you can get our entire podcast feeds directly along with transcripts at TLKJBC.com. Or I suppose you'd find us somewhere up here in the great northern Minnesota woods. Peace to you all, and Lord willing, we'll talk with you some more tomorrow. Till then, bye-bye, everybody.